Dear God, please enlarge our hearts to love each other, to love our neighbor, to love our enemy, as well as our friend.
L'chaim.
L'chaim, you don't seem sure L'chaim. Of yourself there, Micah.
Ah, there's a lot of question marks on that,
Lord,
that
prayer. I don't want to ask for too much. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. Micah Sherman is with us today.
Hello, everybody.
It is good to see you. You, of course, know him from the film Ghost of Girlfriend's Past.
Of course you know me from that.
I would have saw that instead of Wolverine if I knew that.
You should have seen that instead of Wolverine. In fact...
I honestly should have.
You know, the movie takes place... By the way, everybody, I play Groomsman number one.
All right, very good.
Yep. Head to the movie theaters and see me there.
But it's not a bad part. You say it joking.
No, I shot for 5 weeks on the movie, and
you have speaking parts, and you are in the wedding scene, which is
the entire movie.
Right?
Are you Matthew McConaughey's buddy?
No, I'm there to make him look great. I play a dork slash nerd.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You guys don't have a chest off or anything like that.
No.
How many times does he take his shirt off in this film?
I don't want to give it away, but he does take the shirt off.
Very good. Very good.
I really don't want to give away too much because sure. The title gives away everything.
Does he do any exercise in this film? Because it seems like he's got to do some kind of...
Running or yoga?
He did on set. When we were shooting, he was doing like push-ups, and he's constantly brushing his teeth.
Okay.
Like he has a water bottle with a toothbrush in it, and he did this trick. It was like...
This is in real life.
This is in real life, like before we go on set, right?
Right.
And his assistant would come over and she'd hand him the water bottle. And he would do this sort of trick where he'd take the bottle cap off and put the bottle in his mouth. And then he'd shake it like lift it up so the water went into his mouth. But then the toothbrush would come out into his mouth and he'd brush his teeth real quick and then pop it back in the bottle.
Is that the new move guys are using?
Well, he's got a lot of scenes with these girlfriends of the past.
It reminded me of like a 1950s party trick where like if it's a really rich guy, everyone would be like, yeah, all right. And he is a really rich guy. So everyone was like, yeah, all right.
Now, you're credited as Groomsman number one?
I am, but in the script, my name was James.
But nobody says your name in the movie, so that's why your character doesn't have a name.
Isn't that a bitch?
It's your fault. Here's what you should have done.
It's my fault.
Every scene you go into, you go, what was your name supposed to be? James?
James, yeah.
You go in and you go, hey, James is here. Like, that's your catchphrase.
Oh, yeah. I actually didn't think about that.
And that's good talk. James out.
Yeah. Micah, can we take that again this time? Let's just pretend like you're in mid-conversation like you are in the script.
And James told me, oh, actually, that's me. Anyway, I'm telling you. I can't believe I said my own name. Anyway, Matthew, or whatever your name is, person.
Connor Mead is his name in the movie. Connor Mead.
I'll still see it. That doesn't bother me. A lot of people complaining about me not liking Wolverine. And going, and I get that stupidity.
Well, how dare you?
How dare I? Why are you? Why do you complain about plot holes? And I really think these people are just trying to rile me up, and you will not suck me in.
I don't think they're trying to rile you up.
I disagree. You will be sucked in.
I think they're just trying to like things. And the problem is when Keith Malley doesn't like it, he tries to make sure that nobody else likes it. And then it's like, wait, no, I did like this thing. It's like eating with someone and they keep looking at your plate going, really, you like that?
Oh, man. Ugh. Okay, so this happened last
night,
right?
I'm sorry, but why not just have Wolverine fly around halfway in the movie?
Well, I'm not going to argue.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a fucking movie,
right.
So I will not get sucked in, and you will not do it to me. But
I will not get sucked into this.
What were you going to say the other night?
So last night, Mike and I do our musical show, right?
Mike Kaplan.
We're dorky guys, and we sing dorky songs, right? And it was sort of a dorky audience, and they were really eating it up, you know? And so we get off stage, and we start talking to a dorky friend of ours off stage. And it's this kind of like setup where you close these glass doors, and so people inside the room can enjoy the show, where people outside can see the show, but they can't exactly hear it.
Okay.
And they can talk, right?
Right.
So we're talking to our friend, and... Kumail Nanjiani.
Okay.
If I can name drop a little bit.
He's earned it.
He was on Kimmel the other night.
All right, good for him.
Yeah, and did quite well. According to Mike, he did the best of anybody he'd ever seen on Kimmel.
Okay.
Wow, let's hope you don't run into other friends that have been on Kimmel.
Awkward. So
they're talking outside this
and
room.
And so this guy comes up and is apparently intoxicated, but he's looking in and he's like, man, this shit ain't funny. Man, what the fuck are y'all laughing at? Man, this shit. What the fuck, man? Man, these motherfuckers ain't saying no jokes. Man, I clown all day. Shit, man. I could get more jokes, man. I do more jokes than this all the damn time, man. What the fuck? What the fuck are y'all laughing at? And just really, really gets kind of belligerent, but nobody can really hear him because he's behind glass. And he can't hear the jokes because he's behind glass.
Right.
So his friends come over. It turns out they're his cousins, apparently. And,
isn't it amazing that no matter how much of a douche you are and an asshole, you have friends? Like, everybody has friends. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, you know, there's somebody listening right now going, so, I don't have friends.
Right.
And there's a lot of people going, it's ironic that Keith is saying this right now. So they're like, hey, man, look, let's just get out of here, all right? He's like, hey, man, why you disrespecting me, yo? Why you disrespecting me? He's like, hey, I ain't disrespecting you, huh? You disrespecting me, nigga. You disrespecting me. And so they start getting into a fight.
Right.
Well, like right outside the show. And I'm like, this show is about to become held hostage by these two guys who are just, you know, whatever. And he's like,
see,
I ain't disrespecting you. I'm disrespecting these niggas right here on stage. Motherfuckers ain't telling no jokes. Stupid ass crackers, man. And just gets really, really mad that people are enjoying this cracker ass comedy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
This has nothing to do with anything. What race was he?
Latino. let's say Puerto Rican, right. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, gosh. That's
so,
awesome.
so they finally sort of coerce him to leave. Like, man, let's just, man, y'all, he's like, y'all go on, do you. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay here and watch this bullshit. And I'm like, why are you subject? And I'm thinking to myself, like, why am I watching this? Why am I staying here and watching this? I have to go see myself in a movie right now. Because I saw the movie last night. And I'm like, Mike, we're late. We have to go watch me in my big screen debut. Right. But I'm like, I just have to see how this ends. But it never ended. It never ended. So these guys are like, they're like, all right, come on, man. We came with you. You got to leave with us. He's like, all right.
Bad threat party.
All right, yeah. He's like, all right. Man, no, fuck this shit. And like, walks back. And then at that point, I was like, all right, so this guy, like, fancies himself a joker.
Right.
Fancies himself a funny guy.
Sure.
And he's like, I could do a lot better than this, but I don't have the testicular fortitude to make a scene right now. Like, I'm not going to just open the glass and be like, fuck y'all motherfuckers, watch this. Like I'm not that drunk,
right?
But I am this drunk to sit here and just really hate people enjoying stuff.
It's a tough time, you know. It's a tough economy when you're not making it, and you see somebody else making it, and there's 10% of the skill you have.
Exactly,
it upsets you. Exactly. You got to let a room know,
especially when you're doing nothing about it.
Right. Well, look, when you spend a good 30 minutes of each lunch break working on your act,
right?
You know, that's time wasted if you're not going to put it to good use. And so you might as well stand outside of a comedy show and complain about people.
That's fantastic. I would have been watching being like, this show just got perfect. I'd bring that guy with me to shows.
Oh, I know,
like, where you hanging out next, dog? And I just follow him.
It just made me feel so uncomfortable. Because there's nothing you can do in that situation. Because I wanted to be like, all right, dude, you should totally get on stage. And I wanted to talk to the host and be like, put him on stage. But he'd just be like, man, you disrespecting me.
Right.
You disrespecting me. And I was like, I'd be like, I dare you to get on stage. I will give you $5 if you go on stage. And man, you disrespecting me, yo. You disrespecting me. Do it.
Okay, give me the money.
Newsy's saying, Micah's urban voice is better than mine.
He's black. All right, right. I'll tell you another movie I was not pleased with. Burn After Reading.
Which looked so promising.
Mm.
Did you see this, Micah?
The Coen brothers.
I did see this.
Did you like it? I find them more and more pretentious.
You know what? I enjoyed watching it. If they could have taken the last two movies of AI and made it into the end of this movie, I would have appreciated that. Did you guys see AI?
I didn't see any of
these. Robin Williams, but he's in it, right? AI with the robot kid.
Yeah, with the robot kid who sees dead people.
Right. I remember being bored in that one. I'm not really sure, it just went on forever.
Burn After Reading, I was enjoying. I liked the characters. Right. I thought they were really cool. Am I getting too close?
I got you.
All right. It just ended too abruptly for me. I wanted to see. I really could have sat through like half an hour more of it, 45 more minutes.
I thought it was just trying to be so clever. I thought.
How so?
I don't know. Just like, you know, I get it.
Fuck these movie makers.
I get why.
Why y'all sitting here watching this shit?
And I watched the whole thing. So I'm like this
guy.
You did. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I
disrespecting my $10.
I liked watching the movie Wishmaster better than I liked Burn After Reading. In fact, I will watch Wishmasters 2 through 4. I will not watch Burn After Reading 2. More burning.
That is terrible.
That's just, I will not do it. No, I don't know.
I didn't find it pretentious. I enjoyed, like,
I get that it's dry and it's
twists.
I get that it's dry and it's smart. I just thought it was slow and boring. You know what I mean? Like, I get what you're doing.
I love seeing people get shot in closets.
That took all day, didn't it?
Yeah.
I get it. You, the marriage isn't working out. Let's
Brad
fuck
Pitt's character was a lot of fun.
That's what people tell me too. Like Brad Pitt is a great stoner dummy. He's fantastic at that. Like,
he's a great actor. I enjoy
his
watching
character,
that man.
Like people say that a lot about. I think about movies that he's in. It's like Brad Pitt really killed it. So yeah, I guess he's really good. That doesn't make.
No,
I need
to know how
movie.
To pick a movie.
I need
he picks characters, not movies.
I need everybody to work together. Like this lady Ashley. We were Twitter movie partners. Mm-hmm. Bluey037, and she said, "I like John Malkovich. Is acting in it. I'm like, well, I like Brad Pitt in it. That doesn't make the movie good. They tricked you." And she goes, "It doesn't hurt." And I said, "It does hurt because they suck you in. It does hurt." They throw in somebody you like, and now you got to watch this shit fest.
That's how they sell movies.
I don't like it. I don't like it. It hurts even more. They victimized you, and you need to understand that.
That's the problem with a movie, is a lot of times you're just going to see one particular person or a film writer or a director, and you're just having faith that it's going to be a good one because they're associated with it. But
that's
you
like
really
having
have,
a
it's a crapshoot.
It's like having a recommendation from one person because they mostly like the same movies as you.
I'm seeing Ghost of Girlfriend's Past because of Micah.
Mm-hmm.
So see if I am pleased and I will report to you.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys like romantic comedies? Yes or no?
Right, right. It's a dumb answer if it's good. You know, I like anything that's good.
Here's what I'll say about the movie and then we'll stop talking about it.
No.
One... I have five things I'd like to say about it.
Okay.
One thing that was fun for me in watching it, like, this is the first time I spent, like, a significant amount of time on a movie set, so it was interesting to see
how 5 weeks, you said.
Yeah, how much time they spent on particular shots and how little time they spent on other shots and what actually, like, made it into the final cut.
You say in the movie your scenes aren't 5 weeks long.
No.
It's still like an hour and a half movie.
No.
Okay.
But good question.
Thank
good
you.
Question.
I don't know the business.
James out! I will say this about the final, and it was the same situation with the script.
Right.
There's certain sort of heavy-handed, cheesy plot points, but they really push the movie along, so they're kind of necessary.
I follow. All right.
But there's a lot of nice moments in the movie.
Okay.
There's a lot of nice
I'm gonna see it.
Romance and okay.
All right. You actually
funny stuff.
You really just shat all over it just now. I don't know if you know that, but I will still see it.
Did I shit over it?
It sounds like it.
Okay.
There's a lot of shit, but you'll see. It's okay.
It's a romantic comedy with Matthew McConaughey.
Done.
It's pretty good.
Where do I go?
It's pretty good. This guy got really mad that I will not take the time to watch, what do you call it? Reading movies.
Subtitled movies.
Dubbing, they don't take seriously. Well, this guy D. Grimes is upset. He's
of course he's upset. His name is D. Grimes.
His real name is Dave. He's 27, married, sober, single.
Mm-hmm.
Married, sober, single.
And then he goes, "No, wait, I am married. I'm at work. I give a big shit." Keith, you mouth breathing faggot. City of God was fucking incredible. Like top five movies of all time. Good. How about stop bitching, use your brain for a second, and read some subtitles? I won't bother seeing the movie. It won't kill you, and you'll probably find that afterwards you didn't even notice the fact that you were reading. You'll just remember how badass that movie was. Never mind, scratch that. Go watch Biodome for the 30th time and laugh your ass off, you fucking dumb bitch.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a nice fan.
Wow, he's smarter than me and can appreciate good cinema.
People did he send like that you. Through snail mail?
No, that was sent through email.
Oh, okay.
You dirty bitch. I'm smarter than you, you mouth breather. Fucking idiot. Fuck, eat my shit. Sincerely.
Sincerely?
Sincerely. I do want you to take me serious and understand you're a mouth-breathing faggot. Thank you. Looking at some of the polls we've been putting up on Keith and the Girl, you go to the forums, /forums, of course. And you got people talking about every show we did. And for each show, we put a poll up to see if I'm how right I am for that day. Mm. Was Keith.
How irate?
How correct.
Oh, correct.
How correct how right. I was from 0% to 100%.
That is the only reason why we would have a poll ever.
Is it okay for people to talk during concerts or concert movies? I was talking about the movie Shine a Light and Kendall was trying to talk during it. And Jesse Joyce was here and said, what's the big fucking deal? What are you going to miss? A plot point? I said, why not just fast forward 20 minutes at a time? What am I? Oh, they're at a concert? How'd they get there? You know, I want to experience it. 30% of people say it is okay to interrupt somebody when they're watching a concert movie.
What do you think, Micah?
First of all, let me give a shout out to Jesse Joyce. I enjoy that.
He's a funny guy, right?
Yeah, he's real, real funny and real sober.
You have a problem with those people?
No. In fact, it was I met him last summer in Nebraska, and it was enjoyable to talk to him about his sobriety.
And you were amazed that you can be in Nebraska and be sober.
I was not in Nebraska and sober.
So, are you being, you're saying it's so dry that I don't? Are you being like, okay, I don't need to hear about your sobriety anymore? Or
no, I enjoy. Oh, really? Like it's fascinating. I have a few friends who are alcoholics, and right.
Of course, you're a comic.
It's good. Yeah, exactly. It's good to know that there's life after alcohol.
You ever think you're an alcoholic?
Yeah, yeah.
When is
oh
that?
Yeah. Generally, when I am drunk. some nights I just can't stop drinking. Keith, you ever get to that?
I enjoy having a good time. I had the
okay.
Let me put it this way.
That's what I'm saying.
I saw the whole movie Burn After Reading the other night.
Okay,
let's put it that way.
So you are an alcoholic, is what you're saying?
I enjoy. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, I think it depends on what kind of music is being played.
I see.
I think particularly at like a Led Zeppelin laser light show, it's perfectly okay to lean over and have a conversation.
Okay.
During a, you guys are talking about a Kiss documentary?
This was Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones documentary?
And it's more a concert than a documentary.
I think it's fine.
Okay, I was mistaken. Look at that.
I think it's a different situation if you're like in a coffee shop and you're listening to a classical trio and you lean over and you're like, mind if I fart?
Well, I could see why that would be bad.
Because it interrupts. But if it doesn't interrupt.
But if it's interrupting me. Do you know what I mean? Never mind
I see
your room
that.
In the room.
I see that.
To me, it's the Super Bowl.
Okay, but you went to the Poison concert with Brother Love. You guys didn't talk the whole time?
You can talk. I think you would be quieter more during watching a concert on TV than you would in real life.
Yeah,
of course,
agreed.
We talk to each other. But I don't want to leave the stadium. For example. Anyway.
If you need to talk during a Poison concert, you should not leave the stadium. You should have that conversation.
Right. Have
there.
It right there. Right. They don't mind. So 70% agree with me. 30% do not. When we talked about fat enablers, these people saying, hey, it's okay to be fat. We need people to understand fat's not a bad word. And then I say it is a bad word. It means you're out of shape. It means you're unhealthy. And I said, hey, are these fat enablers okay? Or do they need to quit acting like being fat is my problem? Probably one of the highest percentages leaning one way or the other of the polls we ever did. 92% saying these people are wrong, lose weight, quit just acting like being fat, fucks, is okay. So, there you go. Wolverine, are they milking their fans by having two endings?
Did you hear about this?
I heard about it on your show.
You stay till after the credits and there's like a 20-second ending? Or you're in a different theater and you got a different 20-second ending after the credits. Both endings are stupid. None take the place of the other.
I don't think those are. I don't think they're really endings, and so I don't
Correct.
Think it really matters.
But
I mean, I think if the last 5 minutes were like wildly different, right. like Wolverine turns into a Transformer, and
right.
the other one, Wolverine
eats shit.
You know, eats a piece of shit, and
wow.
that's the end of the movie.
I'd want the shit one, I think. I don't know which one I want.
I think the end of the movie is...
Why would he eat... Why is he eating shit?
Well, exactly.
I'd see a sequel to that.
I would, too. So I think a lot of people... I think with these 20-second snippets at the end, it's just a gimmick.
It's a gimmick. Is it nice? Is it milking me?
You know
for
what?
Another $10? Fuck you. Another
you know what, though? He's right. It's not an ending. It's just like... It's almost like doing a separate cartoon at the end. So you don't have to see that...
You don't have to see anything.
Right. I think it's for super fans.
Yeah. So, yeah, to milk the super fans. Very good.
Those fans are going to see the Wolverine 2 anyways.
For being so loyal, you get fucked.
How are you getting fucked?
They're doing this to get a little more money out of the super fans who have supported them through all their X-Men merchandise.
So that you can go, like, someone will pay $10 to go see the movie again. Not see the sequel, but they'll go see the movie again.
Yes.
No, see, that's too much of a crapshoot. I don't think anybody's going to do that. I think once it goes out on the internet, people are going to share it, and then that's going to be it. It's 20 seconds of footage.
Then why are they doing it? Like, if they're not doing it to get more money, and you'll find it on the
internet. I think they're doing it to talk, so people can talk about it. Yeah, it's a fun thing to talk about. Yeah. But I do think that Keith is a little bit right, because when you're talking about something like X-Men, it has a very specific loyal following. It's not like loyal followings of other things, and I think people will... see it again and again until they see the alternate ending.
Well, Wolverine, are they milking the fans? 73% say yes. 73% of our listeners do not enjoy it. Does Keith really want to have a baby, even though he says he doesn't care if he has a baby?
This is the one I'm interested in.
30% of people say I do still want a baby.
That's amazing.
I'm not necessarily lying, but I'm fooling myself.
You strike me as a guy who wants to be called dad from time to time in the future.
Really? You just talked about how he's an alcoholic. Why are you confusing people so amazingly well, Keith Malley? How do you do that?
I don't think that being an alcoholic and being a father are mutually exclusive, Hamda.
Nice childhood, Micah.
I hate you, buddy.
I mean, we can delve deeper if you guys want. But no, I'm not saying my dad's an alcoholic. I'm just saying that, like, just because you drink a lot doesn't mean you don't
want
to.
It doesn't
have
mean
a kid
what
around.
You want. It doesn't matter if I would be a horrible person. They're saying no. Do I want one? And I know why I confuse people, because you look at this me, and you go, "Come on, we do need more of that." You know, Keith definitely needs more of that.
You know, the other day I was in the park with a couple of friends, and there were, you know, you go by the playground and it's like the cutest little, and I'm just like, look at that one, oh my god, whatever. And I said that maybe twice or three times, and then one of them looked at me and goes, see, this is how you're confusing people. But I don't know, kids are cute sometimes. Kids that doesn't mean cute. I want one. But apparently if you say a kid is cute, you want one.
I can see how that would confuse people.
Yeah, people are retarded.
Was Mr. Internet out of line with Hemda or with me or whatever, just out of line, period? He was on our show and then sent a text after the show to Hemda as opposed to an email to the show or anything like that and said, hey, I'm in love with you. Hee hee. That's the gist, right?
I guess. And the hee hee is important, though.
74% say yes, he was out of line. I am honestly surprised that is not higher. 30% say it's just fine.
I know a couple of people who were like, no, I think he was kidding.
Okay.
Yeah.
This guy
was on our show, and then
I understand.
On the way out said, hey, if you know,
does he have your number?
No,
but
see, I don't have your number either, and so if I was going to goof around.
See, I was just gonna
if
say
you were going to goof around, right, but isn't it interesting you never did? You know what I mean?
No, but the thing is because you were saying he should get in touch with the show or whatever, but most of our guests only most of our guests only have my information, my email, and my phone number, and they really have no way to get in touch with you.
That let's say he had no way. You go to the website, it's very easy to find.
It was like in the car on his way out. Okay. It was like right away, and it was a hee-hee.
Yeah. Does it threaten you?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. No, it doesn't threaten me. But we were leaving, and he said, if this ever breaks up, you know, I assume Keith and the Girls Show, you know, let's figure something out. Like, you guys have talent, and we'll make sure, you know, I work for some production company. We'll make sure you're always on your feet. And then that sounds nice. Texts her, I guess, right away in the car and says, by the way, I meant you and Keith relationships breaking up. Let me know because I'm in love with you. Anyway, had a great time. Seriously, that was his ha-ha. Seriously, I had a great time.
Then he goes, oh, now Keith's going to beat me up. Haha, something like that.
Oh,
now is that out of line? His joking, his tongue face was now Keith's gonna beat me up. Haha.
It sounds a little like he wasn't expecting you to share it, although agreed. I don't think I'd ever share anything with you that I didn't want to go out over the internet box waves.
Right. No, he did not expect, he expected that to be private, not be shown to me. Do you know that? Do you admit that? Because if you admit that, then you have to admit it was shady.
Well, I don't know. And in these cases, I don't really care because that's just not, you can't just send me a text and if it's awkward, then it's like, I'm supposed to know not to give it to, not to show it to Keith. To me, that text is like, I got to show this to Keith just in case it does mean something. This is a person on our show and he can't disrespect, never mind our relationship, he can't disrespect our show relationship either. So,
is it within his personality to flirt like that?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he said.
So, see, I don't think that's
okay if that's your personality?
No, because I mean, on the show, let's just say this part. On the show, he mentioned that, you know, he thought I was attractive and was in love with me. Like, on the show, in front of Keith, in front of the other guests.
And because I let that go then, it's okay for him to hit on you in real life, let's say?
I don't
know,
but if... But
you're wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Whatever.
He said...
This guy Keith is a pushover.
Yeah, like...
Wanna fuck?
He's right... He didn't say nothing then.
Shh, don't make any noise. He's asleep.
He's paying attention to phone calls. That's when I make my move. If he didn't stop me then, I'm all in. Well, 74% say he is out of line. 25% are okay with it and trying to fuck my girlfriend.
But see, that's what you have to like sort of err on. Yeah, he is. That's why I showed it to you just in case it does mean something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. That is just not the way to hit on someone, I don't think. You know? I think if someone's in a relationship and you're into them, that A, that's too bad. But B, I think the common courtesy is to wait until they hit on you so that you know if that's the way they work their relationship.
Oh, for sure. And I don't think, well...
Because it's their relationship.
It, it sounds like he was putting it out there a little bit.
Yeah, but he put it out there enough on the show.
Sure. Okay.
You know?
Yeah, so...
Like, whatever.
Okay. If he wrote you 10 p.m., I'm tucking you in night-night. Is that out of line?
I think at this point, everything would be out of line. Since we already had like three discussions about it on the show, a poll.
I think this is all out of line.
you know the show.
Mr. Internet. What's the guy's name? Mr. Internet?
Yeah. Thank God the internet came about.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, I don't get it. Oh, yeah. Is that French?
Mr. Charles Internet. Internet.
Internet.
Internet.
You know the show John and K plus 8? It's
it's some sort of, I'm not sure, but like some Mormon thing, but it's a reality show.
I don't know if it's Mormon necessarily, but they have eight kids. Yeah.
A lot of them are twins or something.
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly. It's
Homeboy keeps partying.
You know this show?
They have twins 8 years old and sextuplets that are five. No. Total of eight, of course. John and Kate plus 8. Ugh. And how can they handle, I've never seen the show, but how can they handle this rigorous style? Well, apparently they handle it by what Mike is alluding to. He goes out and fucks other girls. They're fucking
He really, it seems he really does not want to be in this relationship anymore.
I think she's going to
That's about all I know about
now.
The show.
I see clips on, what is it, Talk Soup?
Yeah.
And things that. And I don't think they're just skewering it this way for us. Or people would write in and complain. She does the yapping all the time, and he just sits there defeated. That's what it looks like every clip I ever see. Despite the fact that both parties have denied a relationship, the relatives of 23-year-old Deanna Hummel are coming forward to confirm that she's been having an affair with John Gosselin of John and Kate Plus 8. Her brother Jason provided Us Weekly with all the details. So the mistress says, hey, no, I'm not talking. You just saw us together drinking. It's no big deal. And the brother says, I'll clear the air for you. Just pay me a couple thousand. What a scumbag.
A scum. Wow, that's amazing. Nice family.
Yeah, real nice family. She's a nice girl, he says, not a homewrecker. Me? I'm a piece of shit. Pay up.
Money's money.
But isn't this going to come out anyway? They're following them with cameras. Documenting their lives.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, he thought he can sneak out once in a while.
The problem is he gets caught by the paparazzi. Mm-hmm.
I don't know the show again, but I don't think that they really follow them around. I think they go, we'll be filming
Apparently
for 4 hours. You know what I mean? Yeah, now you got a show I'll watch. Mm. I'll watch new seasons now. He is a bad liar, Jason says. This isn't healthy for her, but my sister. But she's refusing to help herself, so here I am trying to help her myself. I hope this clears the air.
Uh-huh. Way to help.
After John and Deanna met in mid-January at Chill Lounge in Reading, Pennsylvania, That's the capital of Pennsylvania. They sent each other $3 shots. Jason says John, who has twins, 8 and 6, 5, began relentlessly pursuing his sister. By mid-February, he was coming over to their Reading home. At the Hummel house, Jason says Deanna and John would pretty much stay locked away like two teenagers. It was weird. He's a grown man. He also adds, this is a quote from him that's in Us Weekly. A lot of the time, it was pretty gross listening to her. You know, how do I say this? The walls are thin. Let's just say that.
Ew.
I mean, no one wants to hear his sister having sex, let alone with a married dude who's like almost twice her age and who has 8 kids and maybe crazy wife. Ick. Nast.
Meanwhile, I taped it. Would you like that? Another 1,000 more.
This right. guy is Dr. Helpenstein. He is really helping out.
How what old a... is he that he talks like that even?
Yeah, I don't know. Nast for nasty. Like, I heard it. Totally ick, totally nast.
You know, I will say that this is really actually helping out their show a lot because...
I'm into it, yeah.
I've actually, like, fallen... When I had cable, I fell into the show once and watched it for about 20 minutes and was just like, oh, man. Why am I watching this?
Now you.
But now I have some context for it, right. And backstory, and I might watch it just to see how the two interact and how he is an alcoholic and hates his kids.
I could watch the old ones now and think like he's like, all right, I'm going to the office. I'll be back. Can you take care of these kids? And you're like, I know where you're going, Strange Poon. I know that. How exciting! Right. Oh, tough day at work. Tough day at work. That's awesome. This bitch, you can't wait till you get away from her on this stupid couch interview. Fantastic. I'll definitely watch it. Afghanistan has one pig in their whole country.
No.
Yes. So they
locked. The leader now?
It's the leader. So they locked it up so they don't get swine flu.
What a fucking
Oh, man. Come yep. on.
The whole Middle East, I'm telling you. No need.
Don't. Don't. Really, don't spread this around.
Afghanistan's,
this is not something that's true.
Afghanistan's only known pig has been locked in a room away from visitors to Kabul Zoo, where it normally grazes beside deer and goats, because people are worried it could infect them with the virus popularly known as swine flu. The pig is a curiosity in Muslim Afghanistan, where pork and pig products are illegal because they are considered irreligious and has been in quarantine since Sunday after visitors expressed alarm it could spread the new flu strain. It'll just come out of it. For now, the pig is under quarantine. Why not kill it? Like, why are you even, you know what I mean?
Right, you need this last pig.
You think they're from Satan, these pigs. So why you got to keep these oddities? For now, the pig is under quarantine. We built a room because of swine influenza, says the director of the zoo. We've done this because people are worried about getting the flu.
What's the source on this?
Reuters.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the real deal.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. We locked up the pig. Oh,
that's
good.
Not, I mean, forgive my ignorance, but that's not how it works, is it?
No, that is not how it works.
No. No. It's like...
We were right hating pigs. We were right.
It's got pig DNA and avian DNA, right? And
I don't know, but that's just not how it works.
No, it's a flu.
You know who's ignorant? Not you. These people.
Well, yeah. I'm pretty ignorant.
The whole country. As
I think it's tough that there's only one pig. I mean, it's just amazing that there's one pig, and then there's got to be more than one pig. There's got to be a pig somewhere.
Write them a letter.
You're right.
Let them know.
That is a normal country. I can't believe this.
Hey,
oddity. This is what's throwing
pig.
You.
I just.
Do you know what these countries do?
I can't focus.
They have one pig. These Middle Eastern
Please.
Countries. They have a cabinet like we do in America.
There's so many pigs. How can you only have one of them? Oh, my God. Get another pig. Where did they get the pig from? And there must have been a time where there was no pigs. And then someone was like, I have an idea. I'm going to get a pig and everybody's going to come and look at it.
I think, was it Iraq?
They killed that bastard.
By the way, that guy that I just did right there, mm-hmm. Russian.
I know.
Yeah, or I should say Soviet. Anyhow. One pig. So what should I be focusing on here?
I was talking about the story in Iraq where they have their, you know, important government leaders and, you know, women get voted in or however it works. So they take a picture of all the cabinet members, put it in the paper, and some of these newspapers substituted the women for different dudes because you can't look at women in these Middle Eastern countries.
It was the religious newspaper.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
But it's also religious people hiding the one pig. It's ridiculous. And I got to take these countries. You can negotiate and talk to these countries. Come on.
Man, you almost said nigger right there. I heard you.
You know what I'm saying. You're like, I can't be clear. I'm saying bomb the Middle East.
Look, you can still negotiate with people who are completely crazy on different levels.
Yes,
but you need to talk to them in a way that they understand.
Yes. Hello, little Middle East. Hi, Middle East. Stop fighting. Why are you fighting?
You got to come to the table like this. No pigs here. No pigs here.
Under my sleeves.
No pigs anywhere. All right. So you want everyone to be covered up. Is that right? All right. Let's talk.
I'm told it was Israel, not Iraq. Who gives a shit?
Oh, yeah. The thing where they switched the women to men. Yeah.
Okay. Big difference.
That's
okay.
I thought you were just talking about the general Middle East when you were saying
I kind of. Any of these stories, you know, I am.
Middle East paper.
We don't eat pigs.
Because they all share the news.
Hushnabobo 2.0 told me about this website, and I like it a lot. JapaneseBugFights.com. And
oh, Japanese.
I'm not watching the sixth. I don't watch dog fights. I don't even watch cock fights. But this I like because nobody likes an insect. And they take these things, like scorpions and giant beetles, and they put them in a little glass box, and they fight each other. And you can tell it's edited from the boring parts because, you know, they stare a lot, these dummies. But it's exciting when they start to grappling each other, or they sneak in, you know, a scorpion tail in between the beetle's hard shell, and I like it a lot. I like it a lot, and it's fun. This Japanese flash is just fun. Taka pa beetle, taka pa taka. And I've said this before. I realize why the Asians are always squinting, because everything's flashing. Baga, I'd be squinting. It's like, oh my god, turn the lights down.
Remarkable.
Oh, but I love it. I love this. And then little ads come up, like sponsored by the new LG phone. American type ads, you know? It's weird, or American ads rather.
I want to know why the insects actually start fighting each other.
Because
you put them in there and they're just like
Oh yeah, they're not natural.
Well, now I don't speak Japanese, believe it or not.
Like pit bulls, they're hungry, you don't feed them for a while, and then they go after each other cuz they're angry
and cuz they're animals.
They're bred for this type of thing, since they're puppies, similar with cockfighting, but insects, they're just sort of like, after half an hour, they're like, oh, I'm going to go sting that thing. There's nothing else in here for me to do. So,
well, when you see like boxing with humans, and there's a little backstory, that's kind of what they do. I don't know what the fuck they're saying, but these insects, they'll show just the beetle by itself. And maybe they're saying, like, the scorpion raped the beetle's wife in 2005. You know, I don't know. It's like, ba-ba. And then the other one, they show the other insect. Fight, chikaba!
Right. What else could it be other than, you know.
So there's probably a backstory.
Adultery.
Sure. Gotta be. Gotta be.
Yeah.
But something. There's some story going on.
I don't think it's that intellectual.
Prince Valiant is saying for beetle fighting, they tickle them to get them agitated.
Okay.
Maybe it's that.
Okay, it could be that.
Either rape or tickling. Whatever works.
The whole time they're...
Stop like, it! That tickles! Stop it! I have to hit someone now!
In the blue corner, this beetle has been tickled. In the red corner, this beetle has been tickled.
Fight!
Chikaba! Those horrible Japanese.
Chikaba! Fight! Chikaba!
Hey, that's how he does his Middle Eastern accent also.
Chikaba!
Chikaba!
I think I'm saying something. You guys tell me if I'm saying something. Yes, you do.
Yeah, write in and let us know.
You hear what's going on with KFC?
Amazing.
Oh, my Lord.
Amazing.
Chikaba! Chikaba! Where's my chikaba? Popeyes had a big
problem. That's his urban accent.
Yes, Popeyes had a problem some time ago where they said, hey, a big, I don't know what the meal is, but you get this big meal deal for a disgusting low price.
It was an 8-piece for $4.99. It's not even that amazing.
Really? Okay, so, and people just went crazy over this deal, upset that they ran out of chicken, threatened to boycott, and it did not make a certain race look good, let's say. And KFC ended up doing a deal with Oprah that, you know what? You get today free chicken. Free chicken for everybody. On the UFC, you get a chicken. You get a chicken. And of course.
A chicken.
A chicken. Of course, there's riots. There's sit-ins. The whole thing's a mess. Queen of the USA, Oprah, gave out coupons to the whole world for a free KFC lunch today. Reports coming in. This is just New York City. I just returned from my lunch break, this person writes, hoping to use the attached coupon to score some free KFC grilled chicken in the Midtown location, 47 East 42nd Street. KFC bragging or, you know, touting that they have this new grilled chicken that tastes just as good as the fried chicken because everybody's on a health kick. 47 East 42nd Street. Well, I guess around 200 people had the same idea with coupons in hand. When I finally gave up after 30 minutes of arguing with other customers, a small riot started going on outside the store with people screaming at the manager why he won't let them use free KFC coupons that were issued by Oprah. Another person writes, I went over to the nearest KFC a few minutes ago, 42nd and Park, and chaos ensued. Despite the very visible grilled chicken behind the register, the manager told everyone with coupons to leave and that the promotion was over for the day. The people there are currently holding a sit-in and refusing to leave until they get their free chicken, or until cops are called. Racial epithets were being spewed. People who actually wanted to pay for chicken were facing a potential beatdown, and the manager ran from the screaming horde.
Oh, my God.
Think it through. Once there was the Popeye fiasco, think it through.
Wow.
You can't, you just, it is irresponsible. You can't do that. You can't do that.
People are crazy, and I think you're right when you say, remember when we were talking about, like, why can't there be peace? And you're like, well, because there are people.
Right.
And people, as long as we have people, there'll be war. It's not, I think the coupon must have said, while supplies last,
right.
Not available in every store, because, you know, KFC is another franchise that you don't have to be a part of all the things that happen KFC in the KFC world. So people are just stupid. This guy doesn't want to be a part of it. Move on. It's a nice part of the area. Bryant Park is right there. Grab a sandwich, sit outside. It's a really nice day today. Ruin your day for a piece of chicken.
Yeah. Think about your time.
Yeah, half an hour to wait for chicken. There's this thing, Ben and Jerry's or something, or
I'm sorry, and it's not a one day deal. The interns reminded me it's available until the 19th. This is just one day.
That's crazy.
Good luck. More people are gonna die from this than swine flu.
That's true. From KFC, you mean, right? So they have this one day a year where you get a free cone with a scoop of ice cream, and there are lines down the block. And I'm like, you know what? That is like a $2 thing,
right,
that I am now going to spend an hour online for. Does anyone have a job or things to do?
Line around the block for the it's set today's 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
I get a
free Slurpee.
Yeah, I get, and they give Dixie cup sizes of your free Slurpee.
It's sample sizes,
right?
You know how else
it's
you
well
can
worth
get that?
It.
You
well
go
worth
to the machine,
it.
You put a little in the cup, you taste it, and you go, right, you I think I want the other flavor.
Yeah, I think about this. Yeah, people just are not logical,
and you can't. And that's not how you have thinking. To deal with it. It is irresponsible. You have to understand.
This
you got
actually
a lot of
really
retards.
Just makes me feel bad. This really is just disturbing
for humanity, right?
Yeah, it's just disturbing.
Yeah, because you know what? We shouldn't be blaming KFC and Oprah.
Right.
They did nice things. We should be blaming people with coupons in their hands, yelling racial slurs at other people.
But you can't tell.
Just people want an excuse to feel entitled to be mean and angry.
Everybody needs to be. Everybody's entitled. Everybody in this world is entitled. You're absolutely right.
Well, you search for that entitlement to act the way that you want to act.
Correct.
You know, if you're angry on the inside, you have to find some excuse to lash out, and you feel like that's going to
justify.
You know, I'm speaking personally too. I mean, I'm a human being, and I do the same. I find little things in people that I'm like, oh, that's a problem with you. As soon as you wrong me, I'm gonna let you know that you are fat, and I hate you. You know what I mean? Just because you want somebody to feel, you want somebody else to feel as bad as you feel. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, he was a waiter. He knows all that.
Yeah.
Oh, it just makes me sad that like it's manifesting itself that people are getting up in arms about a piece of chicken,
or that I won't watch City of God. I don't like the movie. Like, relax.
Yeah. You're a faggot.
Yeah. My mouth breathing faggot. It's easier to breathe out the mouth. What's the big deal? It's easy.
I relate with that guy though. Get some sort of mouth popper. So it's really noticeable.
I got a giant hole right here that breathing could come in and out of. What's the big fucking deal?
That is a thing. I've filled out. Like,
no, I breathe just like you. You don't notice. I'm not ruining a party. Oh fuck, keep the mouth breather.
Have you ever filled out something on a doctor's report that's like do you have problems with this and this and this mouth right. breathing? Mouth breathing is like a problem.
Right.
How is that a problem?
Who am I bothering?
You're exactly right. The air goes in and out of your mouth for a reason.
I didn't get a surgery done so I can breathe out my mouth. You know? God made this.
Oh, okay. I thought you were taking it way back to something Hemda didn't understand. Like, wait, you had surgery? I thought that was going to be followed up with for nothing. I didn't get a surgery in my mouth so I can breathe like this for nothing.
I didn't pay $30,000 for nothing.
Well, here's the thing, okay? We in this room mm-hmm. and the people who are listening right now mm-hmm. are going to be the coolest people in the world, and we're going to recognize that we don't just yell at other people, and that we're not completely entitled, and that we're awesome fucking fuckers, and we're going to find other people like us, and here's how we're going to do it. KeithandTheGirl.com/store or KeithandTheGirl.com/free. Just get your Keith and the Girl stuff any way. You can get bumper stickers for your car. You can get buttons. These two things are free. You can get stickers for free, all this stuff, or you can buy the shirt, the hat, that whatever. KeithandTheGirl.com/store. All that stuff is right there. And not only will you be wearing that occasionally, but on July 4th, which is only about a month away, July 4th, everybody will wear whatever Keith and the Girl gear you have, a hat, a sticker on your clothing, whatever it is. And we're going to find all these other fucking awesome people, and we're going to shake their hand and say hello.
I'm looking forward to this Insider's Day.
That's fucking awesome.
It's like our own island.
Yeah.
You know, you got a world of shit out there, and it'd be nice if we found a way to filter it a little bit for you.
It's a communication island. We communicate on the same
exactly.
And we're going to keep growing. And 10 years from now, everybody will have their Keith and the Girl gear, and we will tell you a time in the middle of the day where everybody will yell Brumsky at the same time. And the whole earth will shatter, and we will go out the right way.
That was a doomsday ending.
You have 10 years, asshole.
Shatter. Like the earth is made of porcelain. The whole earth will shatter.
Don't ruin my plan.
So 2 months away, so make sure you stop by the store and get your stuff. Make sure you get your t-shirts, your whatnots, and that kind of thing. There you have it. Yeah. I like idea. Kind of filter it out. Make it clearer. The people are walking around this world, they get it. And
for this, we have a special promotion going on where you get a free DVD with your order. So check that out, KeithandTheGirl.com/store.
And you know what? In Coming of Age, the first DVD, I think it's one of the last tracks, is called My Own Island.
Yeah.
And it's this exact point.
Oh, that is a great track.
Thank you.
Fuck.
Thank you.
We're going to be our own island.
And I do not mind how you breathe. If you breathe out your asshole. What do I care? You know what I mean? If I don't see, I don't need to see your asshole, right? Just breathe out your breath. Who gives a shit?
That could smell.
If it's normal, you know what I mean? If it's not a fat, who cares how I breathe? How dare people? Fuck you. Every other word's faggot, but I have a problem because I breathe out my mouth.
You know, for the first time, really, I have been listening to past episodes of Keith and the Girl because I read on the
forums.
You're
welcome.
Yeah, thank you. It's really been enjoyable, and I feel like I know what's going on right now. Because I read on the forums after one of my episodes, someone was like, "Man, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He has no idea what he walked into, faggot." I was like, oh, you know what? He's partially right. He's partially right. I mean, I enjoy shooting the shit with you guys, but I don't know what the circumstances are.
Well, now you know.
In this guy's mouth-breathing faggot letter, in his defense,
right?
One or two episodes ago, you guys were talking about how on forums people are really mean and curse a lot, and you need to filter through that in order to get down to some true communication.
Right.
So I think he's really, that's why he put that sincerely at the end, to let you know that he's sincere about the stuff he was saying in there, but some of the...
So it's kind of like when he writes, you know, sober, I'm married, you need to know all this information. He's also letting you know sincerely.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
a couple more episodes, Micah. A couple more episodes.
I pull my life together.
This just in. Somebody found a car under one of their KFC biscuits. So I see what all the uproar was about, obviously, of course. It's been a while. Would you like to do a little Andy Rooney?
Wow, yeah.
It's been a while since we talked to this curmudgeon. What do you think this is? Does he count things? Does he talk about he'd never want to be president, like he has a chance? Or does he talk about how cheap he is? What do you think the topic is? Only three topics. He's been doing this for 60 years.
I say he talks about hats.
Okay, you say hats. Your guess, Micah? What's Andy Rooney going to be talking about?
I think he's amazed by the internet.
Okay, very good. Yeah. He doesn't understand anything. I say he doesn't understand something. That's what I say.
I definitely that goes without saying. Right. Is there in the past 10 years, has there been...
He's learned nothing. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
He's never learned anything. Yeah. I don't understand. Well, you work for one of the most respected news magazines of all time. Yeah. Ask somebody. Yeah. I don't get the war. Well, watch 5 minutes ago when it was explained on the great 60 Minutes. All right, here's Andy. I love the build-up.
Now, a few minutes with Andy Rooney.
And fuck us. You can almost hear that. Come on, don't make me intro him.
That's why they say a few minutes with Andy Rooney instead of describing what you're actually about to see. Like, don't worry. It's going to be like 120 seconds.
It's a concept.
Whatever the fuck this guy does, this is when it's going to happen. Here we go.
CBS made a horrible, horrible contract decision. This will be over shortly.
This is sort of like a posterity thing, like, because he's not about to die, is he?
Never. Don't say that.
He'll never die, but he's up there. I mean,
he's very old, and so they're like, hey, well, you know, let's throw this guy.
No, they tried getting rid of him at some point, and all the old people complained. Wrote letters.
And so now they're just like, we'll put him at the end.
Exactly. Right.
Because he's not relevant at all, but people enjoy him, so they'll tune in to relate with another person who doesn't understand what's going on.
You probably didn't know this, but I have a nervous habit of counting everything. I count small things.
Counting,
for example,
it is?
I count stairs when I go up or come down them. Because I've been counting, I know that this is President Barack Obama's 104th day in office. Glad no one is reminding me how many days I've spent in this office. A lot of words like office have two meanings, of course. The actual office itself in the White House must be pretty much the way President Obama wants it by now.
Where's the segue?
It doesn't need to be segues anymore.
He counts things, and then office has two meanings.
He's only got a few minutes.
Give me more time.
Give him a break.
Give me more time, and I'll make some segues.
They give him a 10-minute slot.
And you know what?
For April Fools, it should be reversed. He gets 50 minutes. The war in the Middle East gets two.
And he shouldn't... He shouldn't be defining the word office. He should be defining the word OCD because his doctor still hasn't told him what he has. I count for no good reason.
Right. Also, really, the reason you know it's 104 days in office is not because you've been counting the whole time. You looked it up.
You looked it up. We made a big deal out of the 100 days. He did a big speech.
That was 4 days ago.
Right.
I like this. I've only got a few minutes here, but I count also 104 days. Just say it's a 104th day and get to what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. I'm surprised he doesn't go, I counted the days. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Him giving you that information is him giving of himself, and that's what makes it the personal touch that
you know
Andy
what? You're
Rooney.
Right. You're right. You're
that's
right.
Why old people like him. You know what? I count also.
Right.
I'm just like Andy Rooney.
I count also.
I'll never forget this story.
I also comb my hair.
I'm over my parents'
and my
house.
Eyebrows.
I'm over my parents' house, and my dad brought up Andy Rooney and how good he is. Uh-huh. Like, I got retarded in my fucking blood.
How old is your dad?
200, but there's no excuse. I don't even know. How old is my dad?
He's
60-something?
Like 78, 60-something. Your mom?
78?
No, I'm sorry, 67-ish, 68-ish.
Okay.
Because your mom is like 61, 62. I think he's like close to 70.
Okay.
I will say this. You got to have respect for a man who gives of himself or his personality every week. That's why I'm impressed with you guys. You guys get on the air a lot of days out of the week.
He doesn't know. Andy Rooney doesn't know.
You say things about yourself that, you know, I'm
he told us he counted. How much giving is he giving?
I appreciate what you're saying.
I count
but
things. I brush my teeth on the left side first.
No, I mean, I watch.
Do you think Andy Rooney knows he's on TV? Because
yeah,
I don't.
He does.
You think so?
Yeah, he knows. Okay. He sees the cameras. He's looking in the camera the whole time, Keith.
I'm sure he understands it.
They're holding up an Elmo doll. Are you crazy?
He thinks he's talking to an Elmo doll?
Yes.
Anyways, I've been Andy Rooney. Thanks, Elmo.
Yeah, they cut out that part.
Yeah.
You don't know the ins and outs. We do.
Yeah. Have two meanings, of course. The actual office itself in the White House must be pretty much the way President Obama wants it by now.
He's a mouth breather. Listen to him.
Mm-hmm. That's when it's not okay.
Yeah.
He's old. He's an older gentleman.
Order, Carter, or Eisenhower, or anybody else wanted it, even though it's the same place. President Obama uses the same desk that President Kennedy used.
You don't fucking say. You do not. Shut fucking up.
Obama uses the same desk that President Kennedy used.
That's news to me.
I made this desk myself from a great piece of walnut that I got off my property. This is something I made to keep my pencils in. It isn't much, but I like it because I made it. It's one of my small things. I bet every president has some small things on his desk that are his.
He's what's weird about listening intently to Andy Rooney without seeing him is, like, I know that he's sort of like chuckling for affection, but or affectation, right. I should say. He's chuckling for affection. he's just a chuckling for affection. His little laughs are kind of creepy.
Oh yeah, he's an old man.
Oh, it doesn't make. Don't act like it makes sense watching the video. It's only creepier watching.
You want
live.
Some shredded wheat, little boy? it's got sugar on one side and shredded wheat on the other, and it's healthy. And
put it on both sides when everyone likes the sugar part?
Thanks. I bet every president has some small things on his desk that are his and his alone too. You know, I mean something other than mistakes. The president's office.
Hey-o! Zing! Zing! Best in the business.
No, that was a really tame Lewinsky joke. That was.
Also, how it was.
I mean, yeah. People.
I think you're giving him too much.
Yeah,
credit.
I think so too.
Really?
No, I mean something other than mistakes. The president's office in the White House was redesigned after they had a fire in 1929. Franklin D. Roosevelt had it done over in 1933. I wonder if the president wakes up in the morning these days and thinks about doing the White House over, or if he ever thinks about how many days he has left there in it. He has so many problems. He must often think to himself, geez, how much longer do I have to do this anyway?
Luckily, you know.
Bush isn't still president, is he?
What do you mean?
That's what I always thought about George W. Bush, that like any time he spoke, it just seemed like, man, I really don't want to be here. Man.
I think he's projecting, Mr. Andy Rooney.
Yeah,
I think you're projecting.
You don't know how long you have to live.
Don't I pretty have to good come being. In again?
President, of course. He doesn't have to get his own breakfast, for instance.
Neither
but
do
being
you.
President.
You have interns. You have probably an assistant. You have $1 million in the bank. You don't have to get shit.
No, that's what's great about him, though, is he does get his own breakfast.
Start shitting your
he's
pants.
One of us.
You don't have to wipe anymore.
He talks about that on
I
the
know,
air. He talks
but,
about being his own
I know, but he doesn't talk
he,
about it in a fun way. He talks about it. Do you know that he wears the same...
60 Minutes is not about being fun.
He wears the same shirt 4 days in a row because he doesn't want to do laundry.
I heard that.
Is this a fun millionaire?
No, he's not a fun millionaire.
Being president, of course, he doesn't have to get his own breakfast, for instance. But being president is hard. Obama has chosen the cabinet that helps him, of course, and it's between 15 and 23 members.
He's talking to 5-year-olds.
Who you count as a cabinet member. I was thinking maybe he should add one more cabinet member, a member who does nothing but save government money by cutting out things we don't need.
Ain't that the truth?
Like getting his own breakfast. And the president can go to a store, can't he?
And I really do. I picture my dad watching this and going, ain't that the truth? Have somebody in there who's watching over, wasting money in the government. How about that? And then I'm like, God damn, I have that disease in my blood. And it makes me sad. And it makes me sad.
He'd be called the Secretary of Savings, or SOS for short. 60 Minutes, by the way, is an expensive program, but it is not a government program. It's a program we need. Or it's a program I need, anyway.
There you go.
That's the end.
That's the end.
Harumph.
At least I need it.
That's the end of this segment. Yeah. And scene.
You never know when it's done. He's like, okay, so I guess, okay, so you'll say that. So you have to turn in your copy first. He's like, okay, that's, I guess that's good. He's like, that doesn't make sense. Here's page two. That's the end. I'm like, yeah, I don't see the fucking difference. All right, whatever you want to do, old man. What do
I
care?
He should say something like, and that's the way I see it. Bye-bye. He lets everybody know that he's done. I'm all done now.
Speaking of counting, I said 104 idiotic things.
Yeah, he didn't actually, yeah, none of that was really connected.
It had nothing to do with his OCD in the beginning. Nothing. OCD means you focus extra, right? You pay too much attention. He's all over the fucking place.
I don't think
place.
He's OCD. I just think he counts a lot. Oh. You know what? I mean, I think that like an older generation does enjoy that sort of meandering like yeah. thoughts on life. Yeah. But I don't think, I mean, I think it's good that there's something that makes older people feel good. But I don't think it adds anything. I don't think his talks really add anything to the
world, your brain,
like social, like any sort of like no. larger discussion of
right.
anything.
That's right, Micah. Ding, ding, ding.
I think you got it.
You understood that segment.
That depresses me more than the chicken thing.
Micah Sherman. You go to MicahSherman.com. What do you get? You get good things, you get bad things.
Oh, you what? You go to my website, you get bad things. Head on over there, everybody. I'm going to be hosting the Alternative Comedy Festival this Friday with Janine Garofalo in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
I have never met her.
Yeah?
Pretty good.
I mean, no, she's okay or just bitter.
She's
I
on
can't
24.
Tell.
You seen her on 24?
I don't watch it, but yeah. She's, yeah
she wears the... Somebody... We were talking about how she wears the same shirt. Like, she's dressed like... Janine Garofalo's fairly attractive.
She's attractive.
Woman in her
she loves
early
to act like she's not
30s.
Attractive.
But she in this movie, she is not this... this season 24. Of 24, she is dressed extremely frumpy. Oh. And I think they have like 100 of her purple shirts that she has to keep putting on. I don't know why you would choose to do that.
I don't know. She
I don't know the show 24, but I know that in her career, she's always put herself in the I'm a girl. I'm frumpy. I don't belong in Hollywood. I will never look like a movie star.
Poor me. Models are dumb. They're pieces of shit.
But
like, she
thought,
really hates Hollywood and models.
I always thought that she looked good.
And she's good looking.
She's a very attractive person.
Yeah.
I have back
but that's
fat.
Been her thing. It's kind yeah. of been that weird feminist like. You
yeah.
you will never accept me, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, MicahSherman.com, MicahSherman.com. And on the top right, I'm seeing get my new CD.
Micah!
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I have a sketch comedy CD available for purchase.
What is sketch comedy on CD? Tell us about that.
Oh, I recorded it when I was living in Boston. Last year, and it's with Dan Hirshon. Do you guys know Dan? Daniel
Not
Hirshon.
By name.
Familiar.
So, we wrote and produced a sketch comedy CD. A bunch of Boston comics are on it. Mike Kaplan's on it.
What's the name of the CD?
Lampshades and Ottomans.
That was going to be my title. Okay.
Yeah. We'll work on it.
Okay.
Well, speaking of things to buy on the internet, I bought your book on the internet, and I can't wait to...
You son of a bitch. I
can't wait to read that.
I'm telling you!
I really wanted to get that in earlier, because when you get mad, you sound like Vince from the ShamWow commercials.
I feel like that.
Yeah.
I'm ready to bite their tongue out.
Yeah. Ready to slap your girlfriend.
What? Wait.
Careful.
They upset me. Yeah, I see people writing these guys at iUniverse letters, and I appreciate it too. And it looks like I'm going to have a answer later tonight about the Lulu situation. That's what you got to do. You got to get these people to go, hey, we're a force to be reckoned with. And I'm glad everybody's on the same team and loves helping out.
Yeah.
It really helps out and makes things exciting.
Well, Lampshades and Ottomans is available on iTunes as well if you want to go by there and have a quick listen.
I also saw that there's a schedule button, but... it's not updated. So where can people find shows that you do?
Yeah, I should update that.
Yeah, where could they though?
They could find it there.
Okay. All right, there you go.
To be encouraging to come to your shows.
Micah, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com.